pranks that were played, crikey, all sorts of things. And a lot of the other guys will remember a lot of these. I talked about going to the stores for a long wait. That was an easy one. The other ones were you'd disappear off and they would put marking blue on your machine, so you come back and you'd have all marking blue all over you, and it's very difficult to get rid of. And even worse, when you rub your eye or something like that. In this day and age, it just would not happen. You know, it just would not happen because it just couldn't happen. But there was that. There was also things that would people would, you know, tie up your overalls to things or your clothes or whatever to machines. And it, looking back, it was just part of it. It was just part of the banter and the fun. And I think I touched on the emo, you know, we used to go over the pub on a Friday and have a couple of beers, and you wouldn't do that in this day and age. But and just play on the fruit machine, then come back and then work out in the afternoon. So it was a lot of banter going on, a lot of games going on, you know, and a lot of ribbing, you know, and all that stuff. But it was all part of it. No, there was no malice in it. It was just good, general good fun to go to work, a place to go to work. For a time I worked night shift for about 18 months, and that again, that culture was in there, you know, because you were, when, if you've ever worked anywhere it's night shift, it's like a ghost town. There's hardly anybody in there, and you used to have to get on with your jobs, but saying that, you have to keep each other sane because you're on your own for 12 hours and, you know, working in a factory that would probably only have about 5 guys in there, you know, so you had to get on, and it was good fun, and a lot of the older blokes used to look after us really well.